we came home, and it's funny because that's a co-write, Coming Out of the Dark. I wrote, you know, all the lyrics. But on the day that I was being transported from Scranton to New York City for the operation at Hospital for Joint Diseases, it was a gray day. I was in one helicopter with my doctor. They had bundled me up to try to prevent any further damage because my spinal cord was resting on a sliver of bone. My two vertebrae were pushed in and it exploded. So it was a risk, but it was also a risk to stay there. My husband was in another helicopter with my son, and he was sitting with the pilot, actually, and he says that no matter where they turned, there was this one ray of light that kept hitting him in the eye. So he asked the pilot for a piece of paper, and he wrote the words "Coming Out of the Dark" on a little sheet of paper, thinking, praying for the moment where we would be coming out of this darkness. Now, it's funny because he wrote it in English, and English is not his first language, let's say.
Okay.
So we came home, and 3 months after we had been here that he didn't leave my side, he comes to me and he says, look what happened. I was going to cross the toll, and I reached into my pocket to get a quarter, and I found this piece of paper all washed and faded that I had written the day that we got taken to New York. And I called John Cicada. I asked him to meet me at the studio, and I was wondering if you would come with me to the studio. And I look at the little piece of paper with this faded words coming out of the dark written in his handwriting. And I felt so bad for him because he has ADD, and the fact that he was with me for 3 months without leaving was momentous. So I went for him. It was the first time I left my house. I was still in a brace, and I went into one of the writing rooms in our studio, and John was sitting there, and John just sang me the melody that he had come up with for, or Emilio had come up with that melody, but John sang it to me for that line, just that line.
Right.
And I sat there, and it was like if something poured through me. It was just one of those songs that I tell you is inspirational. And I wrote it in 15 minutes.
Wow.
It was just one of those heartfelt thank you to all those people that, you know, I felt their prayers like a physical energy. So that's what that song is about. That's why it talks about, I know the love that saved me you're sharing with me, because I really felt that so many people had a lot to do with my recuperation, and a pretty miraculous thing that happened. My doctor couldn't believe it when he saw me on stage 20 days shy of a year later, because he says, I was in there, I know what was there, I thought you'd come out, sit in a chair and sing, but he couldn't believe it. Because there had been really extensive damage. And I know that everyone got me through that. And that's what that song is about.